This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said securing our borders and eradicating illegal immigration is vital to protecting the nation's demography. He was addressing the troops and public gathering after inaugurating the strategically crucial G7 and G13 border outposts along the India-Pakistan border in Bhuj, Gujarat today. The minister said the central government is leveraging cutting-edge technology, including drones, radars and modern fencing, to establish an unbreakable, leak-proof security grid. The Home Minister announced a major structural shift in border management with the introduction of a new quadripartite security grid. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that a national seed reserve of 1,74,000 quintals has been established to ensure the seed availability to the farmers. Addressing media on the second day of National Conference on Agriculture for Kharif Campaign 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 9,76,000 farmer IDs have been created so far. He said that the farmers will no longer need separate documents to access different schemes. Mr. Chauhan stressed the need for transparency in fertilizer distribution, prevention of black marketing and ensuring proper supply to genuine farmers. He said that the government remains committed to protecting farmers' interests and ensuring that fertilizers are utilized solely for agricultural purposes. The government has said that there is sufficient stock of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country and all the refineries are operating at the optimum level. Addressing an inter-ministerial media briefing in New Delhi, Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma said that LPG production is at all-time high, which is around 92,000 metric tons per day.
LPG ka production, it also depends on the optimization activity which is taken up within the refinery, and that impacts the production, and that's why we have slight up and down. One thing. Second is we are also giving the part of the pool for C3, C4 molecules. Third important thing is some of the refineries have come back to operations, and other than that we are getting more, you know, LPG because of the optimization from some of the refiners.
Ms. Sharma also informed that no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributorship. Speaking about retail outlets, 150 districts have reported 30% growth in petrol, while 156 districts reported more than 30%. Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing will be on an official visit to India from tomorrow till the 3rd of June. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that during their bilateral talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the visiting dignitary will discuss how to strengthen bilateral ties further. Replying to a query on legal migrants of Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said all illegal nationals who are staying in India will be dealt with as per law. On trade talks between India and US, the spokesperson said Indian trade team visited the US in April. He said a team from the US is expected to arrive in India next week, where negotiations will be taken forward. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today informed that its post-result activities portal will now be operational from Monday, 1st of June. CBSE said it has been done to ensure a transparent and glitch-free process for verification and re-evaluation of answer books of students who intend to submit their applications. The board said students who may have queries may reach out to the CBSE telecounseling helpline 1-800-11-8004 and through email results cbse2026@cbseshiksha.in. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 72-2 in 6.2 over against Gujarat Titans in the qualifier second match in New Chandigarh a short while ago. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and elected to bat first. In badminton, India's men's double pair Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the Singapore Open tournament today. Rankireddy and Chirag beat the Malaysian opponents 19-21, 21-17, 21-13. In the mixed doubles, Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto also entered semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.